Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about the TRIO program here at San Juan College to help students with their classwork. Two advisors from TRIO are joining me this morning. Levi Curtis is here. Good morning. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good to have you here. Mm-hmm. Also, Nick Ellsbury is here as well. Good morning to you, and thank you for coming in.
Morning.
Good to see both of you, and appreciate you being here to talk about TRIO. You are both advisors with the TRIO program, and so, Levi, let me start with you and talk to me a little bit about what that means. You work with STEM-H students, right?
Yeah. TRIO? So well, we're a grant-funded program here at San Juan College, and there's two grants in our department. There's the grant is a classic grant. It's been here for almost 20 plus years, and I'm part of the STEM-H grant, so I advise students who are majoring in STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, and healthcare.
Right. Very good. Yep. And Nick, what about you? You're a little different, right? You're in a different program.
Yeah, so I'm in the original program, the TRIO SSS program. And so that just covers all general degrees and programs. So I basically help advise everyone, essentially.
Got you. And so the services of TRIO are available to students. So we'll talk about eligibility in a minute. But that's for students who maybe are having trouble in their classes or need some assistance with their classes?
Yeah, so it's kind of designed to be an on-ramp. It's to help people who are either first-generational college students, low-income, or have some type of disability. So it's an on-ramp and extra help for those people who might be at disadvantage coming into college to kind of give them an extra boost to their education.
You bet. And so for these like first generation, no one in their family maybe has gone to college is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
And so they may, some of this is brand new for them, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they don't have mom or dad to ask, what's going on? How do I do this right?
Right. So it's that extra help of like, you know, I've been there. I know how to get through college. And so a lot of people who are first generational, their parents don't know how to help them through those things, or maybe they don't have that support at home. So as advisors, we take extra time and care to help them with their scheduling, help them figure out tutors, help them with figure out financial aid. It's just a general, whatever your problems are getting through college, we can kind of help you find solutions.
Got you. And Levi, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this, so the STEM-H program, since like spring 2017, so I've been a part of this department. Previously to that, I had been a part of TRIO before too, with working with high school students. So it was still under San Juan College, but I shifted to here on campus. So it's been, since 2017 that I've been with the TRIO STEM-H program.
Very good. And you're enjoying it, obviously.
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot. Like just helping students, help guiding them with their educational goals here at San Juan College, and helping them lead into their careers. Maybe my major in a degree plan here to help them get a career. Or if you want to go to a four-year college, so that's what we're here for, too. Along the way, helping them apply to internships, various scholarships, and just making sure they accomplish their goals here at San Juan College and carry on with their careers and even educational goals that they have.
Right. A lot of resources that you can put them into contact with. So that's great. And Nick, you're relatively new to TRIO, right? Tell me a little bit about your history. You've only been there a few months.
Yeah, I started a month ago. Before then, I was actually a chemist at Envirotech. So coming from a fairly different background, so this is all new to me, but it's been really fun helping students, especially when they come find obstacles and problems, helping them find solutions to continue their education. So it's been really fun and an enjoyable experience, and I really like and enjoy working with students here on campus.
Very good. And for both of you, let me ask a little bit about working somewhat remotely still, because of course we're still doing that. And Levi, you were telling me that you come in maybe once a week
to be in the office,
but other than that, you can work from home.
Yeah, we're working from home since almost a year from now. So,
right.
You know, we got set up at home. It was new to us, so kind of just getting set up, the technology and those type of things, and it just became a normal thing now. So, we're still available. Normal working hours from home, so we advise students from home and help. We do workshops from home through Zoom, through Microsoft Teams, and we've been coming in. Each advisor, four advisors, so Monday through Thursday, an advisor each day comes into the office, and that's where we do our office hours from there. But office hours are at home since a year.
Right. Yeah. Right, but that seems to be working out okay. I mean, we're all used to Zoom now, and I'm getting used to Teams and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. And there are some activities, too, that you guys can do with students when things aren't so shut down?
Yeah, well activities, you know, we do workshops. We've done travel in person, but that won't, you know, happen until when we're able to come back to campus sometime.
Right,
hopefully
right.
Within the next couple of semesters. We'll see. We'll just see how things go, but... Right now we're doing workshops. Tomorrow I got a workshop on internships, so we've been doing those type of activities. Activities that we have coming up is we have art, online art instruction, where we send students to the art products, and they follow an instructor online, and it's just kind of like a stress relief type of workshop.
So you provide those materials for the students that join you at home safely to go along and do the art project together.
Yeah, just working on new workshops that we can do online, since we're not in person. But so that's how we're going to do that. We have a cooking experience coming up as well. So just kind of workshops related to just like stress relief and just how helping them advance in different skills. And back to like internships, we have scholarships, workshops pertaining to those, and also workshops pertaining to I guess college literacy for sure.
Right. Yep. And all these things you're talking about are available to your TRIO students at no charge or anything like that, right? They're all available to join or take
students
part
in our program. Yeah. Everything we do in our program is free to the students. So like all the art products that I mentioned those workshops there, tutoring service, we have tutor.com online. So that's a subscription that we pay for our students in our program. And, just anything like if it's beyond that, like travel and this type of things, it's paid for students to attend events that we have.
Right. And Nick, you're relatively new, as you said, and I imagine you're still learning a little bit about some of the things that TRIO can do, but in your just month or so on the job, I imagine you've seen a lot of appreciative students to be helped by the things that TRIO does for them.
Yeah, I've had a lot of students come in and, either they're having problems with math and I can help them with math or get them to a tutor that can help them with math. The workshops we provide are full of information to help them succeed in college. And then there's also, like Levi was saying, there's a lot of workshops geared around de-stressing after a long college day. So one of the things we have been doing is we have a TRIO Talk Thursday where our TRIO students can come in and just hang out with us and de-stress after a week long of, hard coursework. So it's been really great seeing how that can help students and how that community can help give extra support.
And I imagine there's a lot of folks who are maybe listening to us or watching us this morning who either are a student at San Juan College or know of a student at San Juan College that may be eligible for this TRIO program but maybe hadn't known that they were eligible for TRIO and all the resources that it provides. So would you mind going over again the eligibility for a student to take advantage of these services and all the things you guys are talking about this morning?
Yeah, of course. So there's basically three categories that if you fit under, you qualify for TRIO. There is if you're a first generational college student, if you meet a lower income measurement, or if you are dealing with some sort of disability, any three of those qualifies you for the program and allows you to have that extra support and help in your college experience.
Great. And so for folks who are listening saying, oh, that may be me, how would they apply, I guess? Would they do it online? Levi, is that how you do it?
Right now, we have an application online. So if you visit our webpage, just go to Southern College main page, look for TRIO under the activities and services. We'll be located there. Or what I do is I just go like to one of the search engines and type like Salmon College TRIO.
Oh, yeah,
and you can find it directly, just more background on how to be a part of our program. Like Nick mentioned is being a first generation college student. So that means like first generation, like neither of your parents have a 4-year degree. So if your parents do not have a bachelor's degree, you do qualify for our program. They can have a 2-year degree, certificates, but that also qualify you to be a first generation college student.
Okay.
The low income part, you know, if you qualify for financial aid, that's another thing that's related to the low income qualifications there. So, yeah, just going to our page there, and you'll see the application. It's online, so you'll fill out online and then get it submitted, and we'll get back with you as soon as we receive the application.
Excellent. And even though the semester's already started, folks can still join mid-semester, right?
Yeah, I mean, just whenever you get a chance, it's not like, you know, you missed out or anything. Right now, we're recruiting students, so yeah, you're able to fill out an application and be part of our program at any part of the semester.
Great. Well, it's a great program. I know there's a lot of students that really appreciate it and enjoy it. And thanks to both of you guys for coming today to tell me a little bit more about it, the TRIO program here at San Juan College. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
You're very welcome. My guest this morning right here on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.